I feel a little ashamed to speak about such an exalted person. Just my qualification is that I was in his proximity for 2-3 years. But the many devotees who know him very well. But nevertheless, for my purification, I will offer few words of his remembrance. So first time I met Gopi Pranandana Prabhu was in the same temple hall. That time we only know that he assisted Hridayananda Maharaj in completing the Srimad Bhagavatam, remaining cantos after Srila Prabhupada. So at that time, when he came here, his Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj introduced him. So he said that in ISKCON we had so many Sanskrit scholars and so many scholars ISKCON has seen, but then he just pointed to Gopi Pranandana Prabhu and he said, but this one stayed. So then I saw Gopi Pranandana Prabhu immediately, as usual, as a special gesture, he put his head like this, you know. He does like this. So I just saw him and I understood that he is a very humble person. But little bit I know that when I went to the Vidyapitam, Sanskrit, Srimad Bhagavad Vidyapitam, when I saw him and started interacting with him, it was a cultural shock, in the sense that a person who knows so much, who is vastly learned, being coming from Indian school college background, the professors or teachers or those who are in the school college, they treat us in a different way, you know, like regular teacher-student relationship. But here he was a different personality altogether. In fact, the first day we went to the school, he sees us in two different ways. One, as a student who are just begin to learn the language or the philosophy. And the same time, he also respects the devotees as the practicing devotees who are dear to Krishna. So that is his way of dealing. And whenever we go to meet him in his room, first thing he does is he offers a seat, a chair, and he forces to sit on the chair. So these are all like small gestures, but this is like a samskara it leaves in the heart. In fact, I got instruction from my spiritual master Radhanath Swami. He said that studying Sanskrit is a very useful thing in Krishna consciousness, but at the same time you should be careful that it produces a tendency to be falsely proud. But Gopi Pranandana Prabhu is a not only a great scholar, but is a great Vaishnava as well. And serve him carefully and he will protect you from all dangers and he will reveal the true spirit of the service behind it. So these are the words I heard from him. And when I stayed with Gopi Pranandana Prabhu, that every lecture he gives, every instruction he gives reveals these sentences. For example, when we joined the school, in the introductory class, he speaks. And remember, the students have come there to learn Sanskrit. But the introduction for Sanskrit he gives like this. So Gopi Pranandana Prabhu says that all of you students, I am sure that you all must have come here to learn Sanskrit, that is your goal, but please understand that I purposefully kept the name of this Vidyapitam not as Sanskrit Vidyapitam but Srimad Bhagavad Vidyapitam. So Bhagavatam happened to be in Sanskrit language and our acharyas happened to write the books in Sanskrit language. That's why we are interested in Sanskrit. But nevertheless, our goal of life is to study Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in this way, he cuts through our misunderstandings. There is a glamour for Sanskrit. It has its own position that I know Sanskrit in India at least. There is kind of a pride comes, but he cuts now and then. In fact, he gave a radical example. He said that anything useful in Krishna consciousness we use. Just like sex life, it is nothing special about it on itself. But if a person can produce a Krishna conscious child, it is useful. Similarly, Sanskrit, if it is used in Krishna service, then it is useful. That means a radical example is giving that if it is not used in Krishna consciousness, it is as good as, you know, some ordinary activity, mundane activity. So in this way, he gives a right direction, a right vision that how you should mold your life, how you should go with this opportunity you are given. He often reminds us that, see, all over this con, devotees are busy distributing books, cooking for the deities, and preaching. They are going out and preaching. But we are sitting here and spending our time and analyzing the Sanskrit verses, the verbs. So we should always keep in mind that we are given this free time and this opportunity for this. But it should not make us think that we should not have a relaxed life. So whatever you are doing now, keep it in mind that we should use it in the service of Srila Prabhupada, in Krishna conscious mission. Not that, because there is some tendency that you can be just happy in learning something without thinking of using it in Krishna consciousness, or without doing your sadhana, or without studying Srimad Bhagavatam also, you can just keep studying Sanskrit. So he kept on reminding us now and then that the importance of studying Sanskrit is to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, I can say when Gopi Paranadana Prabhu's love for Srimad Bhagavatam is very, it cannot be explained. He has so much attachment for Srimad Bhagavatam. Without fail, every day he would come and listen to Srimad Bhagavatam class from the students. He gives Srimad Bhagavatam class twice in a week. And other than that, every day without fail, he would come and attend the Srimad Bhagavatam class. And he would hear attentively, and many times he would ask questions also. And that is a standard he set. And in fact, when he would give Srimad Bhagavatam classes, seems like Jayadvaita Maharaj and Gopi Paranadana Prabhu had similar nature. He also gives short classes and crispy class, just to the point, 20 minutes class. And invariably, for at least I was there for 3 years, and whenever he gives class, question answer goes at least for double or triple of the time we give class. And many times the devotee has to stop. He has to stop the question answer. Every day it goes. So, and he has a policy that when he sits in the Vyasasan, he opens the book and asks, what is the verse number today? So he, of course, it is not a disqualification or irresponsibility, but he has a spontaneous, and he knows Bhagavatam very well. He just speaks on the spot without any preparation. And every time he gives class, he speaks in different perspectives. He has in fact, he gives Govardhan Puja class every year in Govardhan Palace near Bhaktivedanta Ashram. Some of you have seen that. And every year he gives class, the same Govardhan Puja in different perspectives. Once some of many Russian devotees came and he gave a class. And in that class, he spoke that Indra is a representative of a capitalist. And because he wanted everything to him. But Krishna is a transcendental communist. So he has even though he is a hardcore Sanskrit scholar, but he has a great deal of humor also. In fact, in the VHE, once they invited him to give a class, and they wanted to give a topic for his class. So they gave the title Srimad Bhagavatam Overview by Gopi Paranadana Prabhu. But then Gopi Paranadana Prabhu came and told that the title of the class is not Srimad Bhagavatam over you, but the title of the class is Srimad Bhagavatam under you. And what he did in the class was, he put the verse on the board and he would analyze the verse and break it into different Sanskrit categories and what is a verb, and he was analyzing and giving a full detailed analysis of the verse. So many times when he gives class, I would ask him, Prabhu, can you give the overview of the whole book, or can you give us a short course on this particular book? But he would tell me, I don't like to give superficial, I would like to go deep into the subjects. So that is his style of giving classes. Sometimes devotees apparently feel his classes are boring or very not entertaining. But he is a personality, he likes to go deep. And he just doesn't go by stories, examples or analogies. But he would like to go very systematically and deep into the subject matter. In fact, the Tattva Sandarbha class he took in the Vidyapitam went for 1.5 years. And next he started Srimad Bhagavat Sandarbha, and those classes went for 2.5 years. So that's how when he takes a topic, he goes threadbare. And hundreds and thousands of questions would be shooted, and he would answer them, all the questions. But whenever he doesn't know, he would frankly tell, this I don't know. That is his great quality. And other than this scholarship, we asked him that how did he study Sanskrit, or how did he master in these subjects. So he would always remind us that at the time when he joined ISKCON, Maharaj must be knowing more detail, he said that when he joined BBT, there are few people who are allowed to study Sanskrit. Not everybody is allowed to study Sanskrit. If anybody studies Sanskrit other than these few people, few devotees, it is considered as a deviation or a crime. They are not allowed. But Gopi Pranadana Prabhu said that he would go for book distribution, and after the book distribution is done, he would sit under the subway and he would study his Sanskrit books. So that much self-motivation he had. So he studied Sanskrit like this, and he said in the beginning he would just mark diacritic marks, like you see in the Srimad Bhagavatam verses, we would dot below certain letters, marks. So that is his service. But slowly, slowly he studied himself. Now we have a facility, we have teachers, we have arranged Vidyapitam, and every facility is given. But he has done everything by himself. That is his credit. Also his personality, he would not speak any word or any alphabet which is not necessary. Prajalpa is something which cannot be seen in his personality at all. And at the same time, he is very lenient. Just like when I remember Gopi Pranadam's personality, if you hear Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, Mahaprabhu was taking bath in Ganga, and he would do a lot of mischief activities. Once he approached the young girls, and he was teasing them, and those girls told that if you do like this, I will go and complain to your father. And Nimai would say that, oh, my father is an old man, what he will do, you know. So similar mood Gopi Pranadana proves that so many devotees would do so many mistakes, sometimes blunders, but then the complaints would go to Gopi Pranadana Prabhu. Prabhu, do you know, this devotee is doing like this. Is it so? Nobody told me. Call him. I'll deal with this matter. Let him come to me. So then this devotee would go and tell Prabhu, so I heard something like this. Yes, Prabhu, I'm sorry, but okay, no problem, you go. So the devotees already know that Gopi Pranadana Prabhu, what he will do, So he's like an uncle or like a grandfather, and the managers would tell Prabhu, you're supposed to take strong action against this, you know, how can you do like this? Then you would say, you know, I can't say no to anything, you know. So that is his personality. He would never, and whenever he gives the commentary classes, he would ask the students to, he would take one word and the student's supposed to explain what is this word, what is the meaning and so on. Sometimes the students would take long time to answer. And he would sit in the Vyasasana and wait till that devotee says, I don't know. And sometimes for other students, you know, it's like, come on, just tell no, otherwise he is going to sit like this staring at your mouth. So he has this tremendous patience to deal with the students. And he was, at the same time, he is uncompromising, but he has a very gentle heart. And whenever you ask him, Prabhuji, please tell how I can improve, you will say, please, what mistakes I am committing, how can I improve? And he would say, oh, I never thought that I should see any mistakes in you. So I will keep it in mind, I will try to find if something is there, I will let you know. That is his standard. Even if you ask after 2 months, he will say the same thing. So he never find fault with the devotees. At the same time, when things comes to the subjects of Sanskrit or Srimad Bhagavatam, he always says that we should be thorough. We should not be, there shouldn't be any compromise in our understanding or in our presentation. He set a standard for translation of the literatures, and he would always keep it in mind that Prabhupada is in a different level. He would never, in fact, when he writes commentary of his books such as Tattva Sandarbha, Laghu Bhagavatamrit, some of them are going to come very soon, and that commentary is placed, Prabhupada writes purports, but he purposefully wrote commentary, not purport. So I asked, what is different between commentary and purport? He said, there is no difference, but I prefer to use the word commentary because the purport is, Prabhupada wrote purports. I don't want to put the same name, purport. So let it be commentary. So he always kept in mind that Prabhupada is, even though he is doing the same thing what Prabhupada is doing, but he always reminded himself that Prabhupada is in a different level. And he also told us when he was giving few translation workshops that Prabhupada is a liberated personality and he is a kavi, he is a poet. So many times Prabhupada added his purport in the translation, and many times he did not translate everything in the verse. But he has the liberty to do that and he is a great acharya. But he said that when we write translation or when we see things, we should be as chaste or as clear as what the verse says. So these things are a standard set by Gopi Pranadana Prabhu. And other than that, he also had many visions which he wanted to implement. He always talks few things. He says that the time will come that devotee should write commentary on Prabhupada's purports, that how Prabhupada is writing this purport. He had certain plans that we should write a commentary on Prabhupada's purport, pointing out how Prabhupada is writing these commentaries, from which acharyas Prabhupada is quoting, how Prabhupada wrote this, because there are many complaints that Prabhupada did not give everything what the previous acharya has given. So Gopi Pranandana Prabhu many times mentioned that we should write a commentary to show the world that how Prabhupada wrote the commentary based on the previous acharyas. And he also had a project that we should translate the Puranas, and the Puranas which are Tamasic Puranas and Rajasic Puranas, which are not directly dealing with the Lord Vishnu or Krishna, but there are many chapters in those Puranas dealing with the Vaishnavism, and those chapters at least they should be also be translated as separate books. And other than this, Gopi Pranandana Prabhu also is a very magnanimous personality. Generally, those who are scholars, in they are just with their books and their computer and their own world. But he was very sensitive. That he wanted to, he always tells us that when any ladies comes to the school, he would always tell that give them a chair to sit. And when a guest comes, he wanted to make sure that they are taking prasadam. In fact, in the school, he said that if any devotees comes for Govardhan Parikrama or Yatra, we can give them free prasadam. Unless they give donations, we may not ask. Kind of very generous personality. In fact, many times he has a family and he has many cows. So he doesn't have sufficient money for himself, but he would always give and speaks his realization in the class that if you are preaching Krishna consciousness, if you are dedicating your life in preaching Krishna consciousness, you will be maintained. So even though many times he was not maintained, but he would never compromise in his preaching or in his work. One time he told some of the devotees that the devotees asked him, Prabhuji, what is your favorite verse in Srimad Bhagavatam? So he said, my favorite verse in Srimad Bhagavatam is Tattenukampam Susimikshamanam. So he said that this verse is my favorite verse because in his life Gopi Pranandana Prabhu has undergone lot of difficulties. Once in the beginning of his career, at least this is Devamrata Swami told, because Devamrata Swami was also in the BBT team. He said that many times other devotees would criticize Gopi Pranandana Prabhu because he was not a very sophisticated personality. He would not show up himself what he knows. So many times devotees would make fun of him, criticize him. But he would never spoken back against any of them. And Devamrata Swami mentioned, others had difficulties, but Gopi Pranandana Prabhu, he never criticized, and he always takes anything done to him as Krishna's mercy. So he practices Tatenukampam Simikshamanam verse from the beginning of his career, and that became the favorite verse of his personality. All other than this, he also had his, humorous way of dealing with the devotees. One time we heard a class in the Laghu Bhagavatamrita. There is a section came about Krishna's incarnations and their residences in the spiritual world. So in that chapter, episode of Gajendra comes, and the Lord appeared in front of Gajendra, and the Lord flies from the sky and comes to save Gajendra, and he takes a chakra and chops off the head of the crocodile. So now this incarnation, Laghu Bhagavatamrita mentions, the Lord came flying and he was given a name. And the devotees were asking, Prabhuji, where this incarnation is mentioned and where he resides? And the question answer went back and forth, and it was not getting resolved. Then Gopi Pranandana Prabhu said, this incarnation is UFI. And what is UFI? Just like we have unidentified flying objects, this is unidentified flying incarnations. So it was a very hardcore philosophical topic, but it just, you know. One of the last Srimad Bhagavatam class he gave few days back in Vrindavan temple. We are coming back in the vehicle traveling, and in front of our vehicle there was a vehicle going on, and the back of the vehicle there was one politician's picture. Name is Anna Hazare, somebody like that, and he had two hands like this and something written in Hindi. So Gopi Pranandana read it and he turned back to me. If India is freed from corruption, how it can be India anymore? So even though it is he doesn't speak a lot, but he has also had a side of humor. In fact, many times we see the guest would go into Gopi Pranandana Prabhu's room, and the students would discuss, let us see how many seconds this devotee will survive in his room, you know. So just, yes Prabhu, question and answer, is it okay? That's it, there is no more other business. So he doesn't speak a single word extra. He's very, he just sits with his books and he studies, that's it. But still he had some humor also. our temple, our Vidyapitam is going on without manager for some months, sometime it went for a year together with no managers. So Gopi Puranandan would give class and he would say, see, just like our Vidyapitam has no manager and somehow it is running for months and sometime almost 1.5 years it went like that. So he said, so I suggest the devotees that we are flying in the aeroplane without a pilot, so tighten your seat belt and sit. So we all understand, but that that many times with manager itself there's a lot of problems, but here things are going on just because of his personality, that so many problems, but just because he is there, no complaints. That is his personality just, you know, spreads around the surroundings also. So there are many things like this are there, but His Grace Jananivas Prabhu, he mentions about Gopi Puranandana Prabhu. He said that seeing Gopi Puranandana Prabhu's unassuming nature and his humility, utter humility, he said that this person is not an ordinary person. In general devotee's life, we can maximum we can practice humility, we can, as a sadhakas, and we can develop it to some extent. But there are certain personalities who are born with such qualities. You know, many times going through says two different categories, devotee and saint. The devotees can be a devotee by practice, but saints many times are born. So Jananivas Prabhu mentioned that Gopi Puranandana Prabhu, his personality indicates that he is not a person who developed these qualities, but he is born with those qualities. So that is his credit, that his humility is not something which is sometimes we have to follow, even artificially, even if you are not, we have to show it and we have to follow it. But for him it is a second nature for him. That is, his nature is being humble. And in fact, for many years, for many months, when he took translation workshop, he would ask questions such a way that as if he doesn't know, but he wanted the answer from the students. So many times the students really thought he doesn't know, so they would give so many answers. And after 15 minutes, they would come with the right answer, and then Gopi Puranandana, yeah, this is the right answer. But then the old student, they told that, you know, don't do this and wasting of time. He knows the answer, but he is trying to take it from you, so just tell that you don't know. So that is his personality, that many times people don't know actually that he knows so much. He really puts himself like that. I like to just read one verse. when he left his body in his room, there was a plank in which a quotation was written, and this quotation was very much befitting his personality. I just want to read it out. I don't know what is the source of this. Maybe it is from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So this was there on his table. It goes like this. Do not hear from the mouth of persons lacking proper conduct. If your conduct is below par, you should not publicly preach about the Lord. Close the door and preach to yourself. Bhajan really begins when one's inside and outside are the same. So Gopi Puranandana Prabhu's inside and outside is the same always. That is a well-known fact. And for the what we heard from Gopi Puranandana Prabhu or another devotee is that for the remaining cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, Gopi Puranandana Prabhu translated the commentaries of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami and Sridhar Swami. And he personally would type those manuscript and his commentaries in those years, and he would give all those commentary to His Holiness Hridayananda Maharaj, and taking this commentary, Hridayananda Maharaj would write the purports. So Gopi Puranandana Prabhu did this just assistant menial service, and that's how we are getting this Srimad Bhagavatam. And for the BBT produced the remaining volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the last project of this completion of Srimad Bhagavatam is the 10th canto. They did, I think, 11th, 12th first, then the 10th canto. So, the Gopi Pranandana Prabhu wrote purport for the last 10 chapters of, if I'm not wrong, he wrote the last 10 chapters of 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam commentary. So, if you read the prayers by the personified Vedas commentaries, that is one of the sample of his scholarship, that how he himself wrote those commentaries for that, for those 10 chapters of the last 10 chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. And with personally for us it is a big loss, because just a day before he left his body, I went to meet him personally, and he was very jubilant and jolly, and he was enthusiastic, and he had many plans. He selected few of us, and he said that from October 1st he wanted to train us in translation and editing and other fields. And when I met him, he would generally give a seat to sit on in the sofa on the side. But this time when I went, he told me to sit next to him like this, you know. I was quite surprised why he's doing like this. Then of course I sat down in the floor, and he told some of his plans, how he's going to do things. And I told him, Prabhuji, I'm going to Bombay, I'll come back soon. He just smiled. And when the news came that he left his body, it was a great shock. But the way he left his body was as if that in front of Govardhan he's lying down, as if paying his obeisances. So it is a great loss personally for us, that today we supposed to start our class personally being trained by him. But at the same time it is good for him, as many devotees spoke in his offering, that he left his body in Govardhan, and as if he is paying obeisances in front of Giriraj. And I conclude with one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which practically brings out Gopi Pranadanapu's personality from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a verse from the 8th canto, 22nd chapter, 26th verse by Vamanadev. The verse says, Janma karma vayo rupa vidya ishwarya dhanadibihi yadyasya na bhavet stambaha tatra ayam madran mad anugraha. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. If a human being is born in an aristocratic family or a higher status of life, if he performs wonderful activities, or if he is youthful, if he has personal beauty, a good education and good wealth, and if he is nonetheless not proud of his opulences, it is to be understood that he is especially favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is a word spoken by Vamanadev. He is saying that if a person has all his opulences, but if he is not proud of his opulences, that means that you should understand that he is specially favored by me. So Gopi Pranandana Prabhu, I would tell that if you take a picture of him and paste it in this translation, that be the translation of this verse, that he has all these opulences, good beauty, of course his education is the most prominent, but nevertheless he was humble. One devotee, Madan Mohan Prabhu, he wrote one Pranati mantra for Gopi Pranandana Prabhu, and Gopi Pranandana Prabhu felt very shy, and he said that, no, I don't need this. But just to say, Gopi Pranandana Prabhu's humility is that if somebody goes and touches his feet, he says he doesn't want, but somebody forces him, he is so humble that he cannot say no to him also. That kind of a different personality altogether. He cannot say no to anybody. So when he wrote this Pranati mantra, Gopi Pranandana Prabhu said, I don't want this. But he said, please accept, I want to offer this to you. So he just accepted. So this Pranati mantra goes like this. Datta Goswami Piyusham Prabhupadanu Praninam Siddhanta Dana Dharanam Suvinitam Namamitam. So Datta Goswami Piyusham, that Gopi Pranadana Prabhu is drinking the nectar of the literatures given by the Goswamis. Prabhupada Anu Praninam, and his life is nothing but following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. His life is for Prabhupada. In fact, I remember last Prabhupada appearance day offering, Gopi Pranandan Prabhu said that my life is for BBT. He spoke this himself, that my whole life is for BBT. He joined practically BBT. Then he served till all throughout his life for BBT, all the time. So he said that, and Gopi Pranandan Prabhu always tells that Prabhupada has given him personal instruction not to change anything in his purport. So many times when things comes about changing Prabhupada things, some of his editors, they say, we can put this word like this. But he would tell them that I cannot change anything because Prabhupada has given me personal instruction not to change. But if you want to make any change, please ask His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj, because Prabhupada has given him authority to do such things. So he would always humbly divert those things to Isuruna Jayadvaita Marinka. In fact, if in his books, in the comment section, he always says, okay, if you ask Jayadvaita Maharaj, and if he says yes, I don't mind doing this. So he has a loyalty to Prabhupada. He never changes anything. That is his great contribution. So Prabhupada Anu Praninam Siddhanta Dana Dharanam, among those who have possessed the conclusions of Vedic scriptures, Gopi Pranandana Prabhu is well known for his utter humility. Suvinitam namamiham, namamyaham, that I offer my obeisances to Gopi Pranandana Prabhu, who is known for his utter humility among those who possess the conclusions of Vedic literatures. So on today, I would like to beg forgiveness to him we took him for granted for all this time. We could have served him much better. And I'm grateful to him for whatever he has done, and hope he will bless us and to do some service for Srila Prabhupada. Srila Gopi Pranandana Prabhu ki. Thank you. Hare Krishna.